If words like f, pig, b, and t offend you, then probably best you turn off now.
Weaving everywhere, man. Weaving everywhere, man. See every foot and square, man. This is the Glasgow Fair, man. Weaving for Ryanair, man. Weaving everywhere. Weaving in Glasgow, Audubon, Charles, Opie, and Rio, Torino.
A very warm welcome back to the Beyond Hampden Park podcast today, as we get into 2023 in rude style. I think that might be the last time we let Broogie onto the swear warning. Happy New Year to you all. We're looking forward to tonight, but we're also going to be looking back in a time machine to last year, a bit of a review of Scotland and how they got on, and a look forward to the future and qualification for the next Euros. As always, I'm joined by John McClay. How are we doing, John?
Good, thanks, aye.
And of course, you've just heard from Brookie. How are we doing?
Aye, good. Happy New Year, boys. Good to be back talking about Scotland.
Good to get the tongues moving again. Right, here we go. Well, well, boys, we're here again. 2023. I could believe it. I'm going to be 40 this year.
Rocha fucker.
Can Brookie's already thing. There a few years ago, like that. How was your festive, Brookie? Obviously, I've caught up with John, but how's your festive? I think your brother was over for Australia.
He was over first time in sort of 4 or 5 years. So Abdi got sick a bit. We just drank through it. So paid for it the last sort of 10 days or whatever. But it was good.
We'll dive straight into it, and looking back, I guess first. 2022 is a mixed year for Scotland, and you've got the record, Scotland's record there, Brookie.
Yeah, so played our 10 games, won 4, drew 3, lost 3, scored 16, conceded 13, but obviously the crucially failing to qualify for the World Cup, which probably is the...
That's a crucial start right there, yeah, another World Cup slips by.
Only one that mattered.
But, and to be honest, although we were quite hesitant about this World Cup in Qatar, it was actually a decent World Cup in the end. I watched quite a lot of the games.
I watched a lot of games, and you kind of, once the competition started, you just kind of got into it. It's a World Cup. But no, it was a funny kind of year for Scotland, because it started on a bit of a high, and then when it really mattered, we fucking choked. Mm-hmm. And then we ended it okay again, if we forget about the Turkey friendly. But
aye. Aye, Brookie, it was kind of a mixed year.
Aye, I think as John says, we went into the Poland game, the first of the year, the friendly. Obviously, with things got, that was a date we should have been playing our semi-final against Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Obviously, things got rearranged, and we were going for our seventh win on the bounce there.
Probably should have won that game, innit?
Dodgy penalty at
94th minute pen or something.
Aye, it was shite. And then we went and got a draw, which was kind of thrown away, a win away to Austria in another friendly. But that was us 8 unbeaten, and you're thinking,
here we go.
We're flying here. And then it came to June, and it just fell apart in June. Aye. It really did.
Aye, and I guess the nae qualifying after that semi against Ukraine, particularly if it sort of had came after it against Ukraine, it was a very poor performance at Hampden, wasn't it?
We just choked. I think they were miles more up for it. Circumstances could have helped or hindered, but in the end it hindered us, and we just didn't cope with the occasion. But I think when you look back at it, it's definitely in for you. I think we should have got through that, and then Wales in the next playoff, would we have beat them? I think we might have.
Yeah, it would have been good to find out. But that Ukraine thing, I still look back at that game. Obviously, as Robertson said, and everybody agreed with, we just didn't turn up. But there's three key areas in our starting 11. We're without Tierney. And boy, Cooper came in, which the first goal with the ball over the top, the position and stuff. That could have happened to anyone, but Tierney is a massive, massive loss. Hickey was thrown in. And he's kind of came on as the year went on, and he's had some really good performances. But that day, he really did, especially in the first half. He was a bit like a rabbit in the headlights. And they had two really good wide players. One nullified Robertson on one side, and Hickey got a bit of a roasting, I thought, on the other.
Yeah, he struggled that night.
Gilmore was the other one that I would pick out. He really struggled. You know, if he's playing, you want us to get him on the ball and try and dictate the pace of it, and so I get some passes strung together. And he really struggled that night, I thought. And that three areas for us, which maybe had Clark had a full healthy squad to pick from, who it maybe makes a difference, maybe it doesn't. I think you have to give credit to Ukraine, you know, some of the performances they had, like I said, the two wide players, Zinchenko, Yarmolenko, they were just well up for it, and they were a class above on the night.
We spoke about Billy Gilmore there, John. He kind of had a great 2021 in Scotland, colours burst into the scene, but 2022 really wasn't his year for club or country, really.
No, and I think 2021, he almost went into games, he looked fearless, he didn't give a shit, and then in the last year, he's just looked like the confidence has been drained for him a wee bit. He's been to the point of not getting a squad number for a while at Chelsea, and then he's moved to Brighton, and the manager's left 2 days later or something, and he's not really played much.
Might be, when I be lying before his back, possibly.
But hey, to be fair, getting into the Ukraine game, every one of us would have started Billy Gilmore in that game.
Personnel, Brookie, or was that the one kind of time, obviously, in June, that two games, Ireland and Ukraine, for Steve Clark, maybe didn't I quite get it right? And he, to be fair to him, he usually is, but was it a lot to do with Clark's setup?
Well, like I said, I think he was constrained with the players at the lineup for Ukraine, but we didn't get it right. And I think that's proven by how well we did against them in the home game in the Nations League later on. They played quite a similar team and set up, but Clark had at least learned the lesson and set up differently, and we managed to sort of smother them and then impose their own game in the second half. So, yeah, but hey, he's not going to get everything right straight off the bat in every game. I thought maybe could have been quicker to change things in that playoff. And Ireland, well, we'll maybe discuss it more. And I know we did it at the time, but the performance was we were probably a low point since Clark's taken over for me. But there's a couple of things that I think individual performances, well, individual errors for the goals, there was quite a few of them. I think we looked tired. There was a lot of players, like Robbo had been out on his feet for weeks before that for Liverpool. I think we looked absolutely done. And we never really fare very well in the June games. And I never like it if we've got the bigger games in June. It's a bit of a hindrance for us. But we had a chance at 1-0. And if it was at McGinn, I think I'd like to see what happened if we'd got the equaliser there. Sometimes there's fine margins in these games. I think if we'd maybe got a goal to make it 1-1, what happened.
You jump forward to September and that's what happened.
For all the many, many months and last few years, Andy Robertson's been absolutely brilliant and loads won loads. His June of 2022 was horrendous. Lost the Premier League, lost the Champions League.
A bit of lethargy, John, in June. I mean, I guess it's the same for Abdi, but we did have the four games to play.
I think by the Ireland game, we were done. The squad looked out on their feet a bit. There was key players missing. Having lost that playoff against Ukraine, it was like, I was a wee bit worried to how we would respond. So I guess moving on to the September fixtures, it was a great response, really.
Oh, a massive turnaround, wasn't it? Because even you looked at the Armenia game, that, even though we won it 4-1, did we go down 1-0 in that game?
Down 1-0, and then they got a boy sent off.
That's
and
right.
Did we get a penalty just at half time?
That's this crazy boy that was throwing bottles at the lines when it happened. He's a nutter.
But massive turnaround in September again, and I guess a couple more players were maybe available. Folk could hit a rest. But I mean, the Ukraine performance at Hampden was up there. One of the best, and we got the job done.
the difference between that game and the playoff game was just, you wouldn't have thought it was the same two teams. I think did Zinchenko miss that second
missed that
game?
Game.
I think they were maybe struggling, but hey, you just play for, you play against. But even with him in a team, I think we would have given them a good game and probably won that day. We just seemed a lot more up for it and a lot fitter. And at that point, I think we had players in form. And did Hickey play that game, Brookie? Patterson in by then?
It was one of that teams he played in and had a good game. Yeah. I think it could have been the Ireland game, possibly.
Maybe.
Can't mind. Or did Patterson play a second game? I can't mind.
But it seemed to be, if ever he put in for that fixture, did a job.
Mm-hmm.
Special mention, I think Jack Henry was, he had three great games round about then. That
He played.
He was one of the few who played a mad, didn't he?
He played, and he started 9 of the 10 games that we played
last year.
He only didn't start the Poland game, we only started the same back three, if you like, that central back three. We had two back threes that started twice, so you've got, out of the 10 games, you've got, what's that, 1, 2 plus 6, you've got sort of like 8 different back threes over 10 games.
Aye.
But Hendry was sort of nine starts. He's and he can see he's grown for us a lot. I thought he was fantastic against Ireland at home.
Do you think that he's first choice centre back for us now? Is he first name in that team sheet?
Well, Tierney maybe.
Him
and Tierney, and then it's a toss up between McKenna and Hanley for me, but I'd probably go with McKenna, just younger and he's learning all the time at a top level. I think that's the three for me. But what we need is, we need a bit of luck so that Clark can get a run and get a settled
three
in there. Yeah.
Obviously, really that didn't happen in September. It was injury after injury, and old Porteous had to play. And we to eat a bit of humble pie on him in the end. He had a decent performance.
Yeah.
Away to Ukraine.
And the back four that night was Hendry, Porteous, Hickey and Taylor. That was the starting back four.
That was a worry.
I think we'll come on to squad later, though, because that's an area where we are struggling.
Another thing that was good to see last year in September in the Ireland game was us coming back for getting a goal down. It happened in Armenia as well. And that's something that we haven't been good at over the last, I would say, two decades. If we go down, we didn't come back. It's good to see us doing it a couple of times.
Definitely, aye. Definitely. There's many a game we've seen us just crumble.
Even against the shitey teams.
Aye. Yeah, definitely.
Aye. That we could have lost, but in previous campaigns with other managers, we would, again, 1-0 doing away to Armenia, I'm not thinking, we're certainly not winning 4-1.
Yeah.
I think that would have been. Losing to Ireland, there's no way we're coming back for that. And even away to Ireland, it wouldn't have just have been 3, I think. There's certain things there that you would say we're certainly more resilient, and even like, so we've been shown that we've got competent management in place, that if we do lose, like the game against Ukraine, if we get another chance at it, they've done the work, you know, they've got it figured out. So very slight criticism would be that Ukraine game in the playoff, there was a lot of fans could see things weren't working and you were looking for it to change. And it seems to me like managers have got this thing, and it's not just Clark, even if it's not working, see us at the time, they wait until half time.
Aye.
See if something's not working, get it changed.
Get it changed. Mourinho was like, you know, wouldn't he? If he saw something wasn't working, just change it. 10 minutes in, 20 minutes in, just change it. And then the last game, I guess, in the year, and the look back was a Turkey friendly out in Turkey, which Nino was bothered going.
I don't even care if I watched that game.
Pretty meaningless, pretty.
Just forget about that, will
we? Aye, forgettable. Brookie. Not much to be gleaned out of that, was there?
Well, this was why I wanted to just mention this one, because the first half, we could have been 5 down, right? There's no getting away. We could have been 4 or 5 down. Turkey looked in the mood and we really struggled to keep the ball. It was just coming straight back at us. We were launching it. And I mentioned earlier about Gilmore, but I think we need to be careful in which games he's chosen to play in. There's no doubt in the boy's got unbelievable ability and potential, but in the game against Turkey, and like I said, that game against Ukraine, it was actually hurting us. He was so far off it, and this may be related to the fact that he's not playing much football. But the Turkey game, he was so far off it. And see, when he went off and Ryan Jack came on in the second half, and Lewis Ferguson came on, all of a sudden we had a much more control in the game and much more of the ball and stuff. And I think the game kind of, I remember it for two reasons. One, McGinn's goal was just unbelievable. That was fantastic. And it was good to see Calvin Ramsey, another young potential right back for the future, getting his debut.
Yes, aye. So overall, 2022 was no 2021, but not the worst either that we've seen in living memory. A year later,
I'd say a solid 6.5 out of 10.
Like 6.5.
We've secured a playoff.
We've
for the Euros.
We've
so
been promoted to League A.
Yeah,
a big fish in Hungary.
And I'm hoping we draw them. We'll speak about that later, obviously. Yeah. But hey, we qualified for League A, and that means that from the British Isles, we're the highest ranked Nations
there
League nation. So we'll take that. But I'll get a 7 out of 10,
seven.
And it's just purely
because England got relegated.
But June killed us, and it was a crushing low. Ukraine, and then obviously went out to Dublin, and I have to admit, I was one of the guys. It was
Clark out.
No, I made part out, but I was certainly making my feelings known. But then we went to Cactus Jacks later, and it was fine. So, is that right?
Aye. The hype around sort of mine last year after the Euros and that, there was talk of clubs sniffing a boot Clark. That seems to have gone away, and I think he's pretty happy. Fancy contracted till after the Euros.
I
can't be user. I think I can't answer, but I think we'd be happy for him to stay on for another few years yet.
At the moment, aye, but FIPA's a fickle world. Lose the next four games and see if we're still saying that. Like,
that's it. But he seems suited to international management.
Ah, you kind of knock like what he's done, and we've made this point a lot, but he seems to have galvanised like the squad and the country, and there's a lot more togetherness about the meetups and that. So that alone is pleasing for a fan to see.
Yeah, that's how you can ask for players that want to play for the shirt and want to be there. And we've seen so many call offs over the years. Player of the year and goal of the year, John McGinn, was it?
Super, yep. John.
It's funny because it's probably a year in fit. He maybe sort of wasn't at quite the level he had been the year before, maybe, especially at club level.
Villa had a tough 2022 as well.
But the role he plays for Scotland seems to suit him quite well. A bit better. He plays deeper for Villa, does he?
Aye, I think he's maybe not as technically great as a Premier League midfielder that's playing in that position. I think when he's playing further forward for Scotland, it's more get stuck in and get the arse in, and he does that very well.
What a goal that was, though, out in Austria. That was a great trip, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. I really like Vienna. But that, I mean, the passing was just beautiful, and the finish, wow. Scotland, yeah, and we could probably pick them out if we spent a wee bit of time since Clarks came in. We score some unbelievable goals these days, goals that we're used to seeing other teams score, but that was just brilliant, eh? Absolutely fantastic.
I'll take any goal for Scotland.
I'll take McTominay's unity
bundled over the line against Israel. That'll do. Right, well, through today's pod, we're going to do a bit of a quiz, which is being hosted by John. Yep. This will kind of act as a final between me and Brookie for this year or last year's challenges, when we come up with some new ones for next year's pods. So I think we've got three rounds of which one?
Three parts to the quiz. And it's not just a FIPA quiz. We've got first round is in the news in 2022.
Oh, I'm fucked for that. I've barely been to Fife Lodge, so unless it happened in Bath, I haven't got a clue.
Might have. Then we've got a sport entertainment round and a World Cup round to finish.
Yeah, you in for that, Brookie?
Yep, I'm feeling confident.
And the winner gets bought out of pints at the next game.
Yep, by Dave.
I've got a feeling he might forget his wallet for that.
I think since John's already lost, John should just feed us both.
Quite happy with that. Like,
this game.
No, I've made up a quiz.
Half pints each.
And they drink on them.
You better be cheating over there and Daviot for a game.
I make
well,
Google.
Unless he's you have got,
I can hear typing already. Like, that's exactly. Google coming up.
That's just nay. I'm
step away. Step away.
So, in the news 2022, question one. Which painting did Just Stop Oil protesters throw a can of soup on in the National Gallery in October? Brookie, Yen?
I'll just guess it in Mona Lisa.
Incorrect, James?
One of Banksy's finest.
It was The Sunflowers by Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh, no
point. But somebody did something to the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, didn't they? Somebody did.
That was Mr. Bean, was it now? That was Whistler's mother.
Okay, question two. How long did Liz Truss serve in office as Prime Minister? I'll give you a point for the closest.
Okay. Go, Brookie.
You ready, Brookie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gone for 34 days.
Okay. Oh,
46 days.
Whoa. It was 45.
Yeah.
So James gets a point.
Oh, that one. Fucking hell.
I think if a queen had snuffed her, then it would have been shorter.
Okay. Which British company fired 800 of its employees over a video call in March?
Fife Lodge.
Okay. James has an answer. Brookie, in your own time.
I can't mind. Hold on, no, it was the is it P&O Ferries?
I've got P&O as well.
Correct, P&O Ferries, point each.
Yes.
Okay, question four. On what date was Queen Elizabeth II's death announced? I'll tick the closest again.
Bugger. 6th of September.
Ooh. 20th of September.
It was the 8th, so Brookie takes a point.
I've nicked a clue for date, it's never mind dates.
Question five. Which month did Russia invade Ukraine?
Yeah. February.
January.
February is correct. Point to Brookie.
It's not gone well.
What was the former occupation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky before he assumed office? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Something like that.
Zelensky, yeah.
Go for it.
I got a clue, so I'll say mechanic.
I wasn't actually a journalist.
He was a comedian.
He's doing that bad, like.
Okay. How do you write 2022 in Roman numerals?
Oh. Okay, I've got VIXXII.
No.
II, Brookie. No, that's incorrect.
MMXXII.
It's very close. NMXXII. Zero points.
Half point.
Zero. In January, the first successful human heart transplant using a donor heart from which type of animal took place?
Yeah, it was a pig.
A pig is correct.
I've also said pig.
Question 9. In July, the Prime Minister of which major country was assassinated whilst giving a public speech?
Jesus.
Oh, shit. I've said Indonesia, but I think it's wrong.
Venezuela.
Both wrong. Okay, last question of the round. It was Japan.
Japan? Okay, I've never heard about that.
I hadn't heard of it.
I watched the news.
Right, you'll surely both get a scene. Why was Conservative MP Neil Parish forced to resign in April?
Is that a boy that Krishna and Guru Murthy got a cunt?
I'm not sure. He sounds a bit of a cunt. He's an MP, so...
I'm guessing, but because he's a Tory, I'm just going to say sexual harassment.
Close. Oh, I said sex maniac crimes.
No, yeah, you'll kick yourselves. He was watching porn in the House of Commons.
Oh, that's right.
Close, but
I
0 points.
That's a point. That's a very poor round.
So at the end
me.
Of the round, it's 3 points to James and 4 points to Brookie.
Oh, dear.
I hate to start watching the news this year.
need to get it on the bar at 5
I think so. Well, we'll return to the quiz for part
two.
So,
can I just clarify, out of the three rounds, is it the overall total score, aye?
Overall total point? Score.
Okay.
It's now like last goal wins.
Or maybe hit a golden goal at the end.
Oh, dear. Well, I guess 1 point in our team that we're going to be struggling with, and even more so new, is goalkeeper. We maybe should pay a special tribute to Craig Gordon. He obviously turned 40 as well, still flying, but that leg break looked horrendous, and I think we'll be lucky to see him play for Scotland again after that.
Well, it was in a them for you see the footy and you're like, oh fuck, that's
it's in an opposite direction.
And at his age, to think that he could make a comeback, it's going to be really tough, but I think he's earned enough kind of credit with Scotland that if he can get himself to a point, then we kind of rule him out that he couldn't make a comeback. I think
it's not likely, is it, Brookie? You think if they're seeing that,
maybe at his age, one thing going from maybe the clean break, you know, maybe easy to fix. But I mean, I'm not a doctor, but just to, as part of paying tribute to him, and he's got almost 20 years of playing for Scotland.
So a 10-year break in the middle.
He's got 74 caps, right, which puts him, I think, 7th in the all-time appearance list. But that's with pretty much 4 years without playing football at all.
Imagine
he broke
his ear
twice. When he was coming back, he broke it a second time. Mm-hmm. And then during the comeback, he had that ACL injury and stuff. He had retired to the point where he was on Sports Scene.
He was coaching
in Dumbarton.
Aye.
So it's not just his long service, the national team and clubs, it's remarkable, but just how consistently he came back and he was a top keeper playing in the Champions League, winning Players of the Year, Scotland Writers Player of the Year for Celtic after all that.
And Roy Keane loved him at Sunderland. I think he signed him, didn't he?
Some of the saves this year, like, see, away to Austria, again we drew 2-2 and folk were saying, oh, we should have held on to it. Craig Gordon made 4 unbelievable saves away to Austria, home to Ireland, away to Ukraine, away to Turkey, where it could have been an absolute doing. I mean,
I think his shot stopping's never been in question, but there's been a wee question mark over his, maybe his bravery in the air coming to collect things at times. And we've seen it for Scotland a couple of times.
I think when he went down to England, to Sunderland, you thought, it's like, if he does well there, he could
be Arsenal Man United.
A really, really big club. And he's probably a wee bit unlucky that the injuries maybe...
He was still a pretty young man when he went down there, wasn't he?
So no, I think he's been a great servant for us, and looking to the future, it's hard to see Fuss stepping up and taking a place, Ken.
For you boys, far does Craig Gordon rank in Scotland goalies in your lifetime?
I would say third for me.
Gorham, Leighton.
Gorham, Leighton, Gordon. I would say Gorham, and then Leighton Gordon's probably quite easy close.
He might even pip Leighton for me. But I mean, last 20 years we've had Gordon, McGregor and Marshall, and they three would have got into the majority of national squads around the world. We've been so lucky. It's a shame the rest of the team was average for so long, but Gordon's eye was being just slightly ahead of the other two for me.
Is an SOS to Marshall or McGregor?
Marshall, absolutely.
The question
has to be Marshall, at least for this qualifying campaign next year. Because we are fucked. I mean, let's be honest.
Who was it? Clark and McCrory and think boys that have been in the squad. Doesn't it fill you with any confidence?
I mean, McCrory is just completely baffles me, signed a new deal at Rangers, I think at the start of this season, to be third fucking choice.
Well,
keeper.
The thing is, McLaughlin would be ahead of him.
Well, he's been starting again, so I would expect McLaughlin to be in the squad, but he doesn't really fill my... He's not as good as that. Three goalies, but he's probably got slightly more experience than...
He's an older heed at least, but neither of them... seen any of them in goals. It was like seeing Scott Bain in goals that time. He looked like a little boy. Was that Kazakhstan?
God, must be about that game.
I can never forget about it. I wake up in the night in a cold sweat still to this day. Just, especially when the news was announced that Shinny was back at Aberdeen. It just brings it all back as soon as I hear Graham Shinny's name.
Me as well. I said to a boy who's saying Aberdeen fans love him, but I was like, I just kind of forget his left back performance away to Kazakhstan.
He was shafted, to be fair, when Robertson went to get his new teeth, but still.
If it about Angus Gunn, and if it was saying about him,
well, that's the next. He's kind of thinking about changing his mind. Obviously, he's turned us down twice. I think that with Kano, because he thought he could play for England. But obviously, his dad played for Scotland.
Is it a case of that he thinks he can play for England, or does he just he is English? Like, he's born and bred in England.
Thing is, it's like a total opposite of McTominay. If I was brought up in England, but he was brought up Scottish. Mm-hmm. I think Brian Gunn would bring his loon up Scottish.
You'd have thought so.
But how true is it, though? I mean, we read about it in the press. Che Adams apparently had turned us down countless times, and we managed to convince him, or Clark managed to convince him, and you didn't hear Nady saying he shouldn't be in the team. If he has said, no, I want to play for England, then, all right, mate, play for England, and I would hope that Clark would say, because you know he's not playing at a huge top. He's playing for Norwich. He's playing this season, but it's not like he's Arsenal or Man United number one.
He played for Southampton and a couple of big humpings, didn't he?
So if he said he didn't want to be selected because he felt English and he wanted to play for England or whatever, and he's played at every age group, I think up to under 19s or 20s. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. Not for me, if that's the case. But
At the point for you're almost at the point where beggars can't be choosers either.
I'm not ruling them out.
I wouldn't rule them out.
He is at least playing, I think, for Norwich this season, because has kind of been a backup. And he's 26 now, so he is coming to a decent age. He's 6'5" or something. Google's telling me.
If you're 6'5",
I think so.
You're looking at England, Nina, their keeper's really filly. I mean, Ramsdale's got
I think Ramsdale will become the number one.
He's got a bit of a bomb scare on a few times.
Definitely.
Pickford, I just can't get on board with Pickford at all. I think it's maybe his hair.
He does all right for England. That's kind of what
so you bet, if you were on his gun, you're thinking, if I put a run together here in my late 20s, I've got a shot.
But the boy Pope's all right and nice, steady. But can they've all been playing first team football for years and years and years.
Whether I was born in England or nay, if my dad was Brian Gunn, he'd played for Scotland, I think I'd be one to follow in the footsteps.
I think so. But if when you're younger, you're seen as the next big thing, and you've been brought up in England, and all your pals are English, and who knows? We'll never can.
Well, that's it. Well, I think our ship's maybe sailed, although I'll maybe...
You're the closest.
If I had two legs, I would maybe be in line for the goalie spot.
You'd be in a line somewhere.
We spoke about a wee tribute to Craig Gordon, and I guess we kind of let International Football Podcast pass with the at least mentioning arguably the greatest, if not top five players of all time, recognised international level. Pele, three-time World Cup winner, played at Hampden in 66, as I found you today. an all-round goal-scoring machine, Pele. Sad to see him go. It's just lost Pele and Maradona in the last couple of years.
It's been a them for, I assume, Brooke, you'll be the same as us, but we used to hear like three videos old Fitbath when we were younger,
Smith's Crisp,
that we watched on repeat, and Pelle obviously featured pretty highly in the mass. So despite not being around to see Pelle playing footband, it's hard to really judge how good a player is when nowadays we see players playing live all the time.
And again, if anybody's listening to the latest Crouch episode podcast, it's about Pelle, and they had Pelle's manager on. Mm-hmm. Boy, it used to be vice chairman of Spurs, and he was basically saying, look, if social media and coverage was about new then it was about new, there would be no arguments Pelle would be the greatest of all time. But you've got to look at the flip side of that. We're seeing about a player new and the worst bits. There's only ever the highlight reel of Pelle.
Just see his goals, and it's not like you're seeing much else really, but
you're not seeing him flowering his arse.
But hey,
Phil Jones moment.
He won 3 World Cups, so that's...
Can't argue with that.
Did you see there was a clip going about on social media just after he passed away, and it was titled, Pelle Did It First.
Oh, hi.
He was showing you things like the Cruyff turn.
He did the Cruyff turn first. And the...
It's like the Rabonas and the little Zidane sort of little turn he does with the dragging the ball back and stuff.
The lollipop.
Every one of the great players that we've seen in modern day that had like a go-to move or a trick, they were able to show footage of Pelle doing
it first.
He was seeing other things with a bar that weighed about 2.5 steam and a plued fark. So
we've seen the other thing that was going about, but I didn't actually realise this, but you can, there was no yellow cards or red cards until 1970. So Pelle played 14 years of his career, and there was no cards. Folk could just hack him to fuck, and it was just a foul. And there's a montage going about. It's quite funny. It was just Pelle getting hacked.
Well, I've seen the 1966 World Cup.
Billy Bremner put a juice on him.
He basically had to go off like every team they played because he was known by then. Just
I think it was Portugal when it kicked him out of the World Cup. Basically,
was it? Yeah. Was it 66 or 62 that he only played one game?
66 he didn't. He was booted out of it. Like,
he played the first game, and then I think
he won it in 70. Obviously, after that, he came back and won it. Then that's kind of the famous shot of him. That's only it's in colour.
Yeah, but it looked amazing. like a Brazilian yellow. It's World Cup. Eh? If you think of World Cup, you think about Pelle.
You think about Maradona.
If only ever beats Pelle's 3 World Cups, then fair play.
As far as Pelle rank in greatest players of our time,
for me, Messi is by far now number one.
Aye.
I'm a big Messi fan and have watched him for the last 15 years, and
so we've seen a lot more of Messi. I guess
I find it hard to rank Pelle because I just see the clips of him scoring goals. But we had the Maradona. I would probably put Maradona second just because the World Cup hero video we had for 86. Brilliant.
I guess and things are skewed by timelines as well. Like, it's hard to judge.
Well, you look at the pitches they played with, the bars they played with, Ken, it's just a different game now, really.
Can we get a campaign to get Davy Cooper in the top three? Because the video I had was Super Cooper. It was signed by the great man himself, and I
was yours.
And I've actually still got a copy up in the loft. I keep meaning to get it put onto DVD to show Hamish Hamish about him.
Well, maybe he'll get a few of these videos out and do a deep dive with him. I watch a long pod. So we'll look back at Scotland again now, because we can only dream of 3 World Cups. Qualify for 3 in a row would be fine. Obviously, we've got our goalie issues, and we've kind of spoke about that. If I were looking at defensively, if we're looking at over the next year, right back position's kind of almost righted itself after us, ain't a worry there.
For loads of years, right back has been...
Well, since the glory days of Alan Hutton's.
They were a long time ago. We've got options, Ken. I think Patterson's probably number one, but you've got Hickey.
Made of glass, though, is he?
Aye, but you've got Hickey, Ralston, young boy Ramsey.
Yep.
Finally, I think I think New Year's resolution 2023 would dinna mention Stephen O'Donnell in a pod.
Okay.
Oh, going forward. To get through it without mentioning him.
He's done.
We've got a lot of mileage out of that, though.
We need a new scapegoat.
Fiverr takes the number one jersey.
Well, could be.
Guaranteed a centre half, which the next position it just.
Angus Gunf and he comes in and throws you in the net. So I mean, and obviously left backs, we're churning them out.
Stacked.
We're churning them out like flipping. Yeah. Sweeties, like, and there's that, because there's that young boy coming through in Italy. What's his name again?
Doig.
Josh Doig.
There's a few bigger teams circling about him already, is there?
Yeah.
When you look at Robertson, Tierney, you would think Robertson's got another like.
Another World Cup campaign in a...
By 3-4 years and then he might be struggling, but and Tierney's probably got a... He could go on a good...
If Tierney's going to play 8 years in a back three, he'll hit longer.
But then you've got Hickey, for obviously is left-sided, and the boy Doig, and so no, it should be all right.
We've kind of got four for each side, which is unbelievable.
So really we...
Greg Taylor's another one. So you've got... I've got so much depth, fullbacks, wingbacks.
It's a wee bit worrying that like Tierney hasn't been a definite starter at Arsenal, is he?
See, since like since that September games, I didn't seem to go to shit for the Scotland players.
No.
During that September,
even McGinn was getting dropped.
Hi, McTominay was playing for United, then Casemiro's came in and he's narrowly played, rightly so. But McGinn got dropped. Robertson had an injury and was not playing. He was getting subbed every game. And
Gilmore was not playing.
Tierney's out of the team. Gilmore's not playing. It was like, oh, fucking hell, our best player.
Adams is in the newt as well.
So he's been mayor in the newt, actually, recently, I think, is he?
He's sort of, aye. It was the boy Armstrong had his place for a while, but I think he's he's back in. He scored a few goals. But aye, it's still nay. I mean,
even like Tierney, Stuart Armstrong, he does not really...
No. He's in and out now.
Ryan Christie, Ken, the list goes on, Ken.
I've seen he got on the score sheet the last day, like, he must be getting in.
He had a howler and a... he heated a bar back and straight to their player.
Still, I think Christie's a great team, at least to come on for a 20 or something. I think he gives you something, a bit of energy, a bit of drive that we're going to get for MD.
He's passionate about turning up.
He is. Goes a long way.
Even like Callum McGregor had a bit of an injury, although he's back now. But we're struggling a wee bit. And centre halves has been.
That's what you're saying. About, we used it. Did you say we'd used 8 different centre backs last year in 10 matches?
Well, from a starting point of view, we used 8 different centre halves. I know it could come off a bench or whatever, but that's. You know, for 3 positions, there was no continuity at all, really. So I think that has to be on high on Steve Clark's wish list. Is he played for the 9 of the games, he at least had 3. And then I think it was away to Ukraine, we only had the 2 entry and port. I think that was mere out of necessity and lack of players than it was anything else.
So if I was the 8 that started, then Hendry,
Hanley, McTominay, McKenna, Tierney, Cooper, Porteous and Suter.
Suter was one that I had noted doing because he's obviously been injured for months and months and nearly played for Rangers. But
there was a wee time that he was maybe going to be sort of nailed on for a start.
Denmark game. He was outstanding against Denmark. Scored a goal, but he was just brilliant.
Could have been dealing with his brother and all. Like, he did all right in the World Cup.
That pisses me off. How good was he in the World Cup?
Better than Jason Cummins, anyway. The cum dog.
He's a big cunt and Harry Suter's a big cheer. Like.
Is it 6'5" or something? Huge bit. He's quick as well. But how many times has that happened to Scotland? We've got players. I mean, there was 3 boys for, well, 2 boys born in Aberdeen in Australia starting lineup in the World Cup. You had loads of boys that had played here and stuff as well. It was quite a Scottish influence, but we still keep missing players or overlooking players or disregarding them.
But for me, centre half's your biggest problem position because we're almost forced into playing a 3 at the back because, one, we want to play both Tierney and Robertson. But 2, because we've just got shite centre halves, and we kind of trust two of them to to be good enough and solid enough. So we have to play a three, which becomes a five. And
plus it definitely works for us at home, though, because when we are the onus to attack, having that three, it allows us to play the wing backs, Robertson, and then with overlap of Tierney, and also some of the boys going down the right now, Patterson and Hickey, and that will pace. That's a massive attacking asset for us.
Doesn't that work so well with Tierney, though? Does it? Yeah, and Henry can bring a bar forward and Abbott. Tierney brings it back forward and offers a threat, but McTominay, maybe if he plays there, can bring it forward, but Nino so, Lester
like
can.
A headless chicken. But
your name looking at McKenna, Hanley.
McKenna's been, I noticed McKenna's been out of team for Forrest, and I don't know if he's picked up an injury or if he's just been dragged. But
been playing. But so far, your three then, because I've got a three.
I'm thinking, now you've mentioned Suter, if he's fit, I think maybe Suter, Henry, Tierney for me.
Tierney's obviously, if we're playing three, he's playing left of three. Hendry's kind of got the shirt, although he doesn't really play for Cremonese either. They're the worst team in Serie A.
Yeah, they're bottom.
Because he's not playing.
It's a bit worrying that he's went on loan there for Club Bruges and he's still not getting a game. Like, I would probably like to see him come back to Scotland and play for an Aberdeen or something.
He was at Celtic at one point, wouldn't he?
We'll definitely take Hendry. We can do any centre-halves, please.
But Ken, I'd rather he played at that level than they played at that. Ken, it's, but anyway, he's in my three just now, and then I'd probably just chuck a fit Hanley in.
Aye.
I'd trust McKenna.
The boy in the middle needs to. So you've got Hendry and Tierney who can play and step out with the ball. I think the boy in the middle's just got to be an all-out defender. He's just got to win a hand. He's got to just. You didn't need a three being football players. We need somebody that can defend and marshal the defence and stuff. So it's a toss-up between Hanley now, but his time's limited, or making sure that we've got McKenna in there, and the only reason I'm going with that is Hendry, McKenna, Tierney, it's got a bit of time. You could play those three for the next three tournaments or something. You've got a lot of time with them.
Three would be good. Like,
can even looking at three, there's not a great centre half among them. Tierney's not a great centre half.
Not yet.
Hendry's 27. I kind of see him becoming a great centre half. He's good. He's good enough for us just now. But really, if we want to like Deonthan qualify for a World Cup, that's a position for we need to get.
You need to build
something solid. Like,
and our qualifications in the past have all been built on solid defence.
Colin Hendry.
Hendry, McLeish and Miller are going back a bit. Yeah, we just did that. That's our part of the pitch for we are just weak.
Centre half and like a goal scorer. It's been a problem for years and years and years.
Is the strength of Scotland is the key under Clark, nay, that we are at the sum of our parts is greater than the individuals. Is that maybe where or how we've sort of been set up under Clark?
Aye, but we took Tierney out of the Ukraine game and got absolutely humped.
See, on my Facebook, basically anybody that's ever played Highland League or above has started up their one-to-one coaching, right? Why does some teenagers do some sort of one-to-one defending school? Because for me, players, a lot of players just develop to be the same type of player, midfielder or a winger. Get a fucking defence school.
Should we get Hendry?
Colin Hendry to run it.
For the pod.
Aye, like, let's get him on. Hendry's defending school. Hendry's heroes.
And Grant
just
Smith.
Fucking kick boys. Heed the bar. You're not even allowed to heed the bar now.
No, you're not. We're not allowed to be out training. No.
I mean, if that's the case, the game's going to change massively.
Well, our idea is you look at defenders now. To play in like a top team, you have to be shit hot in the back.
Yeah.
Look at Van Dijk. Knew that he's been putting under a lot more pressure for Liverpool. He's not doing as well. He's a wee bit aller, but
he's not being talked about in the same vein. Well, yeah. I guess midfield we're still stacked, aren't we? But you'd probably say that McGregor's probably the only one that's nailed on for a start.
McGregor and McGinn are going to start. And I think you take your pick of us on in form, really.
Was it you saying just before we came on, Brookie, that Lewis Ferguson's had a great start out in Italy and Juve are already sniffing?
Yeah, Juve are sniffing about. He had actually, there was a release in the press for him the other day. So obviously, he'd been prompted to say he's happy where he is and he's happy just to continue to develop where he is and whatnot. But he's scored a couple of goals, scored a cracker.
I did see a clip like
Christmas and he's, but,
how old would he be now, Brookie?
He must be 23 or something.
Far does he fit in with McGregor and McGinn? Does he fit in there in a three with them?
He's made a McGinn player.
Aye.
You know, like a big, he's for me.
But he's a big kind of lad. Kenny would get stuck in, and I watched him for Aberdeen a couple of times, and I thought,
because if you're saying like McGregor's sitting and dictating, can Ferguson do the box to box with McGinn playing further forward?
He could, if it depends on the game. Ken, if we are playing away to a bigger team, a Spain, right, you're not going to have too many attacking players. But he was played in both a defensive midfield position by McInnes and also an attacking one. And you just look at again, his goals and his sort of assists and stuff like that. He seemed much more a natural attacking midfielder, but he could certainly mix it.
That spot's open. That third midfield spot's open, but you've got very different players vying for it. You've got a Ferguson, you've got a Gilmore, you've got a Jack, a McTominay, are all vying for that slot. I guess it depends on the opposition.
Yeah, it does.
Ferguson's never really been given a chance. Clark's put him on for 5 minutes and 10 minutes, and he's never really had an opportunity. And it is obviously a position for we've been pretty stacked and had good options, but like we've been saying, Gilmore's been out of form and they've been playing. Jack's not played much for Rangers, really. You are really looking at McGregor and McGinn, definite, and then you've got a load of other. Can even Armstrong, does he fit in? But I think Ferguson's definitely in that should get a wee bit more opportunities this year.
That's the first game against Cyprus. Throw him in. Game a shot. If he's still performing, then that's a game to do it.
I always think historically Scotland and probably British players never played abroad, really. But the ones that do, it is a different experience, and I think good for an international team to have players that are used to playing in different kind of.
For sure. I mean, back in the day, Paul Lambert was only in it, did it, and he was quality.
Yeah,
he also learnt a lot out there. Oh, yeah, and again, the other problem areas up front, we're seeing Adams leading the line 20-23 going forward. There's not much other options other than Dykes to come on and batter boys about.
Adams
for me. Starting point, yeah. I mean, they're the two that are vying for a starting position or both, depending who we're playing. I've got down here, we've kind of got a list of five. So you've got Adams and Dykes, then you're looking at Shankland and Nisbet, depending on fitness and form, and they're more kind of like, maybe unfair to certainly to Nisbet to say they're more poacher type players. Nisbet's got a lot to his game, but there's those two, and then you've got Ross Stewart.
Brown has been the squad.
Yeah. So that's six, I guess. I like watching him in Moldova. I think, was that his first chance? He's a willing runner, and he's always running into channels and stuff like that and dragging defenders about, and he seems strong and stuff like that, but his time's been limited, isn't it? So
once Shanklin gets the January move to Rangers, he'll be straight in the squad.
starting against Cyprus. But so that's six right away,
Ken.
Boy Stewart scored a fair amount for Sunderland, I think, isn't he, in the Championship?
He's
done all right.
It's promising.
Shankland for me is not an international player. Like,
he's like your Chris Boyd kind of type.
He's not that good.
No, but it's a similar kind of. He'll score some goals but in the SPL, but he's not going to be.
I can't see a job
for Scotland against anybody decent.
No. Be interesting to see how Nisbet gets back, because he had a fairly bad injury, did he? But he scored a hat-trick at the weekend, was it? So,
can only hope.
We need somebody to come out of woodwork. Some of that left backs. Maybe we need a D. See how this one to one coaches it's coming in. Maybe somebody needs to start a striker school. I haven't got any contacts for that though. No, maybe yeah. Mulby, see what he's up to. Right. Fit about quiz part two then. Let's get out of the way. Okay. I'm lagging. I need to catch up.
Right, we're on the sport and entertainment round. So we'll hopefully get a few more points here.
With the bit.
if it's other sports other than football, probably.
Well, there's a few. Right, we're ready. Go question for one. In which British city were the Commonwealth Games held in 2022? Rookie?
I've gone with Birmingham, but I've got any idea.
I've said Birmingham, and
Birmingham's correct. Okay, question two. The 2022 Rugby Union Six Nations Championship took place in February, March, and was eventually won by which country?
Ireland.
I've went to Ireland.
Both got Ireland?
Yep.
Both wrong.
Ah.
It's France.
Okay.
Okay, who did Novak Djokovic beat in the men's final at Wimbledon?
I can't even got, was it the semis, but I couldn't get a name of these. I went with Cameron Norrie.
Did he get the semis?
He got far. I can't mean for the semis.
Is he the FA Armour side Turra?
That's definitely Norrie's with Turra, like.
Was it Nick Craigrios?
It was Nick Craigrios.
Oh, shite.
He's a character. Which Australian cricketer died aged 52?
I think I can have seen.
Brookie?
Shane Warne.
Correct.
Shane Warne.
Correct. Who scored the only goal of the Champions League final for Real Madrid against Liverpool? Right, Brookie, go.
Vinicius Jr.
Benzema.
Vinicius Jr. Entertainment questions now. What was the highest grossing movie of the year? Correct, up to the 21st of December.
Fuck.
I can't remember the name of it. Bond movie?
Oh, it was 2021.
Avatar 2.
Wrong. It was Top Gun.
Maverick. Oh, Top Gun. I went to see it.
Okay, the Eurovision Song Contest was held in which city? Okay, Brugge.
I've gone for Riga. No idea.
Amsterdam.
Turin.
Yeah. Load of shit anyway.
Okay, I think you'll get a scene. Which 80s singer received new attention for a 1985 song which was played in the Netflix series Stranger Things?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh, five, oh, four, three, two, one. Answer, Brookie.
I can't have minor name, I'm sorry.
No points.
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
Running up the hill.
She ran up that hill.
And the road.
As well.
Okay, which two women went to court earlier in 2022 over a case known as Wagatha Christie? The names of the two women.
Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney.
Correct. What did Will Smith do at the Oscars to get himself banned from future ceremonies for the next 10 years?
Brookie.
Slapped Chris Rock.
Chap the host.
Yeah, I'll give a point for both. Okay, so another right close round. 1, 2, 3, 4. Brookie had 5.
6 for
James
me.
James had 6.
Ooh, it's even going into the last round.
Oh.
Square for the World Cup round.
Oh, I'm used to that.
Maybe need a tiebreaker.
All right. Very soon we'll finish off the quiz to see who 2022's champion of the challenges is. Beyond to Hampden Park, but a quick look forward to Nations League. Obviously, qualified for Group A. What do we want? Do we really care? Do we want Hungary, or are we going to get relegated straight back down?
Personally, I would like good away trips. I'm not really caring for what we play against.
I think we could take Martinez as Portugal. Are they in it? They in League A still?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going for. I've went for. You look at the pots. Thankfully, we kind of get Israel again. Fuck. So I go for Poland, Hungary, and Croatia. at some point, surely Modric has got to retire. At some point, Croatia are going to start to head
down
the way.
Modric would have. I said he's keeping on going. For the Euros, possibly.
But I've gone with Poland, Hungary and Croatia because I didn't think we would finish bottom of that group.
Yeah.
We might still,
a couple of years ago, we beat Hungary, but they seem to have come out for anyway. They've got a couple of good youngsters, haven't they?
Yeah, they've had a great Nations League campaign. They almost.
Is there a scenario for Scotland become Nations League champions?
No.
And still didn't qualify for the Euros
or a World Cup.
Is this us? Can we say this counts as us getting past like the first round of a major championship? Does this count?
You need to get in the playoffs. No, still at a group stage here, Brookie. I think if we got to the semi-finals, I think we can claim some. And I think it'll be better than the current cup.
Eclipse the current cup, I think.
Hey, to be up here in that league, it's not a mean feat, to be fair.
It shows a consistency that we've had over the last few years, and it obviously means more to a country like Scotland than probably a lot of other countries. So,
yeah.
And also, it shows that with Israel also in League A, that how well we had did to out-qualify them with other times we played them.
I'm still a bit confused with how that, because I remember at the start thinking the higher up the leagues were, we almost guaranteed ourselves. I think
being in League A gives us a lot better chance through the playoff route, doesn't it?
But if we are bottom of the group, which is... We're either going to be bottom or third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we still get our playoff and it'll be against a lesser team, won't it?
Playoff for coming third or fourth?
No, we've already got the playoff secured for last year.
Aye, but for future, kind of...
In theory, most League A teams will qualify through the normal route, under the normal qualification.
And then it's the highest ranked place, place that gets it, usually. Okay.
So because we're higher ranked, we'll be playing a lower ranked team in the playoffs. We'll get a better chance.
Okay.
We'll still fuck it up, but
we will. For a Nations League, for League A, I'm for
just getting the big hitters and getting some good games.
France.
France would be a good one.
You've got a choice of France, Poland, Germany, or Switzerland out of one pot.
I'd Germany.
I'd like to go to Switzerland.
Switzerland be okay.
I've never been to Switzerland. No. It's a
Germany was decent, mate.
Germany was good. Dortmund again would be quality. That Dortmund trip was brilliant.
They couldn't have given a group in a World Cup, Germany. Is that?
No.
That will take him.
So in the next pot, you'd hate either Hungary, Belgium, Portugal, or Denmark.
Belgium on a way down.
This is for the trips.
Portugal away would be good.
Portugal in June.
Budapest for the.
We went there in, was it 2016? It was a good little trip.
Get our racism on.
No, thank you, Brookie. Just say no.
Yeah. And then the top pot would be one of Italy, Spain, Croatia, or Holland.
Italy would be good.
Italy, I've never been to Italy.
There we go. Sorted. France, Portugal, Italy. Fine, easy.
Aye, we're not even going to get a goal.
Definitely when I'd be bottom in that group.
Rubbing shoulders, we are in level for a change. Well, obviously that's the Nations League. What about our actual European qualifying group? We got a chance there? Straight shoot for a second?
Norway probably is, but Norway just need to remind me a wee bit of Wales from we had them 8 years ago.
They've got
Haaland as the Bale and Odegaard as Ramsey for setting them up. But what I would say about Norway is that if you can stop the supply to
the Haaland,
you've got a chance. Because
he needs a supply.
You see him playing for City. I mean, he scored an incredible amount of goals, but he's got these great players setting him up. But there's some games he hardly touches a bat. I was watching a game last week and I think it got to 25 minutes and he had zero touches. So if you can stop the supply...
Still scored five.
But if you can stop it, and a lot of that I think comes through Odegaard, if you can... Tierney booms him in training or something.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Probably injured Aldina though.
That group though, I mean, so outside of Spain and Norway, you're assuming Spain will run away and us in Norway, but other two, the group, it wasn't a kind draw, eh? Away trips to Cyprus and Georgia, you can see there'll be points getting dropped by us in Norway potentially.
We went to we went to the Cyprus away in the last time we had them in the group, and it wasn't easy. Like, no, we were in the away, and it was only 1-0 or 2-1 or something, was it? McGinnis scored 2-1.
Christie scored a screamer. We went doing 1-0, I think, and then McGinn scored.
And then he scored a winner because we sang a McGinn song all night, meaning up.
We got McGinn. But was it the home game we watched when it was on My Stagger? And then with the last minute goal or something?
Maybe. Aye, that was Oliver Burke, wasn't it?
Oliver Burke, because we were doing 1-0, weren't we?
Then Robbo scored that long range screamer.
So again, negative be the easiest of tasks.
No, so Norway will drop some points on their travels, I would think. So we just got to take 4 points off of them, and then hope that Spain run away with it but have an off night at Hampden. That's all we can hope for.
Hey, Spain, Luis Enrique left the job, and they've teamed on someone. Well, he was unknown to me, but I think he's just been like the youth managers. So he's been like under 19, under 21.
Luis Enrique's gone.
He is a bit, but he's not even played. He's not even managed any clubs, and I think he's just
Spain. I've got a young basis of a team which are not going to be. I think very consistent.
I think you could chuck London Dykes up front against them, and they'd be worried.
The boy Gavi and Pedri and stuff. I mean, they were unbelievable watching the World Cup.
But they still got beat by Morocco.
They still got up.
They did.
Yeah.
But I hadn't even heard until you said it there that Luis Enrique had gone.
He resigned straight after.
I missed that. So Luis de la Fuente.
Aye, that's fair. I hadn't heard of him. He was a player, I think. Was it Bilbao and Sevilla or something he played for?
Yeah,
him.
Left back.
I think you've hit it. I think for me, it will be between us and Norway for that second place. So fingers crossed. Because top two go through, don't they? For Euros, yes. So hey, could have been a lot worse.
Yeah,
could have been a lot worse. We'll wait and see. Games start in March, don't they? We've got Cyprus and Spain.
Cyprus and Spain at home.
Just before we do the last part of the quiz, there's one boy we never mentioned. This boy's breaking through at Liverpool. What's he called? Ben Doak. He got a chance, featuring in 23 for Scotland.
I would say he's got a chance. I mean, if he's starting to brack into Liverpool first team, then you can't fucking cap him.
Before Ramsey he goes and plays for Australia.
So Ramsey got into the squad, same team, same sort of, obviously Ramsey had mere games for Aberdeen and stuff. He had been playing at a high level before he went to Liverpool, but I think we've got 9 scheduled fixtures, 8 qualifiers, so there'll have to be one more friendly to add to the England one. So it looks like it'll be October based on the calendar. So I would think, as long as he's fit and he's still progressing, get him in.
He's banging in goals and assists for the reserves, or effectively reserves, but it's a massive jump obviously for that international football. But the fans, Liverpool fans, seem to be talking highly about him. His wee cameo he had, was that in the cup? Against Wolves.
He played against Wolves, and I think he's came on twice now for them.
He must be again,
and he's only fit 17-18.
You must be getting rated if you're getting some minutes for Liverpool.
He does not look, a couple of times he's played for the first team, he does not look bothered by it at all.
Fearless bit of
Are you saying that he's more of a wing sort of player? Is he somebody that could play up front for Scotland or?
He's made of a winger just now. He's a wee stocky kind of winger.
He does really not look good. Like he could play as a one-up dog.
No.
Okay.
The search continues.
But certainly, if he's getting to start for Liverpool, then we've got to be taking a look. But I think we also do need to
calm the expectations
a bit. Calm down, because Ollie Burke was the next Gareth Bale.
That's right.
And he's nay.
We never mentioned him.
He's back in Germany.
He's probably going to move to Bayern Munich or something. He is the best agent in the world.
Another name that cropped up, actually. What about the boy at Newcastle, Elliot Anderson?
Okay.
He's been pretty much in every squad for Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
He's made a few appearances, yeah.
I think he's English, but his grand is Scottish, and he's played through the youth levels at Scotland.
His grand Altash.
Could be.
Well, last year he had one appearance for England under 19, so but he then came back and he's made since then. He's played for Scotland under 21s. I played against Belgium in June, so we'll see how he goes. But he's played for Scotland 16, 17, 18s, and then 21. So, but he was born in England.
What about Bruce Anderson?
A couple of good goals at a weekend.
He seems to be doing all right, Livy. Like, seems to be getting a new lease of life.
He'd been out for a lot, he hadn't played a lot this season. But he has been playing the last wee while. He hadn't really been in the goals much, I think, until this weekend. Aye. But hopefully he gets a decent run.
Good luck to him. Boy for Bath doing well again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, let's see if the boy for Bath or the boy for Daviot is going to do well in the final round of the quiz before we sign off. This is for the beers.
Okay.
Round 3, World Cup.
I'm going to get my sheet up. So it's 5 questions. Well, 6 really. 6.
Yeah.
The last question's a bigger question.
Come play along at home and let us know how you got on.
Okay, so, ready?
Let's do it.
Question number 1. How many yellow cards did England receive in their 5 matches?
I've went with 4 because they won the Fair Play Award, so it can't have been much.
I was thinking it was low, but that is low. Won a match. I said 8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is 1.
Jesus.
Harry Maguire's sole booking.
Bunch of pansies.
And that's why they never won the World Cup. There is something in that, eh? You can't be going through a World Cup.
We won booking. They didn't want it enough.
Show a bit of passion.
So that's 0 points for Abdi.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting one.
No. It's not
it
in the
so
last
far
round.
Out. I'm not, I'll
get to be within 1.
See if he fucking
seems
wins
harsh.
This
I think I did say I would geek closest.
I can edit that out, though.
1 point to Brooke.
Bastard.
Yes.
Question 2. What was unique about the Germany v Costa Rica game at the World Cup?
I've nae got nothing.
Okay, James.
Was it a woman referee?
First woman's referee.
Yeah.
At the men's World Cup. Okay, question 3. Which club had 3 players starting in the World Cup final?
Okay, I've got an answer.
Brookie's locked in.
I'm in as well.
Okay, Brookie.
PSG.
I've said PSG.
Atletico Madrid.
Ah! PSG they, just the 2, like.
They had Griezmann, the boy De Paul, and I never actually wrote it down. If I would have thought it'd be. Can't of mine. Okay, question 4. Who was the only player to score 2 goals in 2 different games?
Are we just talking 90 minutes here or just in general?
I don't know. But he's the only player that scored 2 goals in a game. So just take it as the hail.
In 2 different games he scored
2 different games he scored 2 goals. So if it went extra time, we'll include that.
Okay. I've got 3 possible.
I'm only
so
one.
I'm going to plump for the obvious and I'm going to have to say Messi.
Okay, James.
I was going to go Mbappe, but I've gone for Giroud.
You should have went for Mbappe.
He was it.
That was too obvious.
Gakpo was also in the heat.
He did that right, did he? He only got 3 goals.
Well, we're fucking not going to
see the
part.
You think we didn't watch his World Cup?
You fair enjoyed it, didn't you, boys?
So, I was watching in the background most of the time. Like,
this is the last question, actually.
Ucha.
So, can you name this?
We're actually level, I think. No,
you are level, like. So it comes down to this. So,
Jesus.
Can you name the Sky Sports team of the tournament? The formation was a 4-3-3.
Okay.
So the countries that had players were Croatia, England, Argentina, France, and Morocco. We'll just go if whoever gets the base players right.
I think I've got that right. I'm just trying to think. I'm like looking for one more player. Right? I'm okay. Ready.
I'm just chucking boys in here. I don't. Right, fuck it.
Okay. Right, so Sky Sports team or the tournament. We'll go through positions. We'll start with the goalie. Brookie, glad you're here.
I went Martinez.
I've got Martinez.
It was Livakovic from Croatia.
Oh, that was one of two,
hell.
That's a bad start.
Okay, we'll go right back.
Okay.
What have you said, Brookie?
I went Juranovic.
Okay. I think I just chucked in Perisic.
Okay. A Croatia's winger.
He plays left back for Spurs.
Hakimi.
He was good enough.
He's in my team. I've got him at left back. I can't. He would be in it. I can't. He was a Moroccan. I just didn't know.
Well, if he's in your 11, I'll give you a point for him.
Good.
What else we got?
So a left back, you've got Hakimi. If I was not really, but
Luke Shaw.
No, this was Ian that I thought was a bit of steer. Five have you got for your right back, Embry? Oh, you had your hand of it.
Yeah.
So Acuna for Argentina.
Oof.
I think he started the final.
I couldn't mind his name.
Okay, two centre defenders.
Cool. I went with Gvardiol of Croatia and Maguire of England.
2 points.
Well, I've got Maguire and Martinez.
He hardly played.
Yeah. I got Maguire at least. Struggling here. Brookie's got 2 points.
Three midfielders.
What you got, Brookie?
I've got Amrabat of Morocco.
Correct.
I've got Modric of Croatia.
No.
And I've got Enzo Fernandez.
No.
I had Modric.
Paul.
Griezmann.
Oh, I would be Griezmann, yeah.
I had Bellingham.
No, it was another Moroccan, the Unai, the boy that Abdi's trying to sign now.
So far we are getting into strikers. Like, I've only got two. So
James has got two. Brookie's on four.
No, it's done. You need a three
here.
It's done. Because two strikers are nailed on.
Okay. Brookie, fuzz your three.
Messi, Mbappe, and it's because I went with Gakpo.
Okay, James.
Messi, Mbappe, and Alvarez.
No, Giroud got it. Giroud with Messi and Mbappe. So, Brookie takes
done,
it.
Brookie.
Yes.
Brookie got 6. And James got 4.
Well done, Colin. I really should have paid more attention. Well, if you've played along with a quiz at home, let us know how much you beat me and Brookie by. I'm sure most folk probably did.
It wasn't a high scoring quiz. Stick the Scottish football.
Scotland, not even Scottish football.
So well, 8 out of 15, I'm just calculating the score here for that round.
Oh dear. Well, must try harder for next year. Okay, boys, I think we've probably run its course for the day, have we? We managed to get an hour and a half of drivel out of us, so we'll keep us going into the new year. Thank you a lot for coming on.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Cheers. Let's hope for another qualification, 2023.
Certainly. We've been everywhere, man. We've been everywhere, man. Seen every foot and square, man. This is Glasgow Fair, man. Well, thank you very much for tuning in once again to the Beyond Hampden Park podcast. We'll be back with Beyond Canal Park episodes very soon. I've got a couple of guests lined up for the coming weeks. Nacho McLean, Kenny Gilbert coming up very shortly, and we'll be getting recorded soon now we've had our Christmas break. Thank you very much, as always, to John and Brookie. Guys, thank you very much.
Cheers, boys.
And we'll probably see you again in March, Brookie, if you're up for that before the games. You still there, Brookie?
I think he's gone him.
Just got a text, he's disconnected.
Yay.
Name our drivel for Brookie. Right, boys. Well, he's phoning. See you later.